We're reading in Zohar for All, Parashat Poshan Achrei Mot, after the death, item 405. We remind you that you can ask questions at kab.tv, and relevant questions will be heard live. Again, Zohar for All, Parashat Achrei Mot.
Maybe you'll say instead of me what the intentions need to be.
Yes.
Well, what do we need to think now that we're about to study the Zohar?
There is only a single goal, to bring contentment to the Creator.
Well, in such a way, I'm going to fall asleep. Give me something that I'll get impressed, that I'll get excited for, I'll be moved.
If we can imagine that there is love from Him,
they're talking about the financial news. That's how what kind of impressions you're bringing here. You're studying here in workshops with us, right? And these with the actors. So let's see you. What you learned,
dear friends.
Come on, the spirit. Well, it's written. You need to awaken the hearts of your friends. What? It's a mitzvah. It's a commitment.
Let us smile, because we can bring him contentment, and this is the only purpose we have. So it's a simple action. Let's awaken one another. It's first of all a physical action, and also the action of the heart. By that, we want, along with the Zohar, along with our efforts for connection, we want to draw the light of reforms, and indeed to perform an inner, true spiritual action.
I'm almost crying. Okay. But together, that's the main thing.
Item 405. Anyone one who wants can perform sorcery to people with his nails because of those harm doers that depend on them. And one who removes them, who burns them, he as if increases chesed in the world. And harsh judgments are not to be found, and that filth shall be cancelled, and her nails that are inscribed in the filth. And one who stomps with his feet or shoes over the nails may be harmed. And as with these remnants of the remainder of the filth up above, so a woman who received and connected with the serpent and he laid filth in her, even more so. Woe unto the world that receives from her at that time, since it receives from that filth. Therefore it is written, and to a woman in the menstruation of her filth you shall not draw close. Not to receive from Malchut at the time that the serpent connects with her due to the transgression of the lower ones and lays filth in her. 406, Hebiu alai kapara, they brought repentment to me. 406, the Creator said, bring repentment over me in the first of the month for diminishing the moon, Malchut. Over me means for me, in order to transition the serpent from the suckling of the Malchut, and the Malchut will be perfumed. A lie over me, as written, serfs stand above him, which does not mean above him, but for him and in his honor. Therefore it is written about Korach, you and all of your congregation that stand over the Creator, which means for the Creator, that because of them, because of the sin of Korach and his congregation, the Sitra Acha that comes from their behalf to harm the Creator is awakened. Here too, bring atonement over me truly, for me, so that Malchut would be perfumed, and the serpent will move away from her, and will not be in the place where she dwells, in the place of the lack of the diminution of the moon. Because they have diminished the moon, Malchut, and one who is not supposed to rule over her, because of that, and two women in the menstruation of her impurity, you should not draw close. 407, and it happens every month. Happy is the generation that Rabbi Shimon dwells in. Happy is his share among the upper ones and the lower ones. It is written about him, happy is the land that whose king is free. that he can lift his head to reveal and explain things and is not afraid, as one who is free, liberated, and says whatever he wants to and is not afraid. Your king is the owner of the Torah, the author of the Chochmah. Because when the friends saw Rabbi Shimon, they would run after him and say, they shall follow the king as the lion who roars. They shall follow the creator as the lion who roars. 408, it is written, and on every month and on every Shabbat, all flesh shall come to bow before me, said the Lord. Why are the two of them equivalent in the text? Rather, everything rises in a single degree. One couples with the other. The day of Shabbat, Zeranpin, couples with the month, Malchut. And the joy of this and over the other one is not found, since they do not couple, except when the Atika Kadisha, the Ketel, is revealed upon them, and then it is the joy of all. It is written, a song for the day of Shabbat. For the day of Shabbat is Zeranpin, which is a praise that the Creator praises. Then joy is to be found, and a soul is added, because Atika is revealed, and the Zivug of Zeranpin and Malchut becomes available. 409. So it is also with the renewal of the moon on the first of the month, when the sun, Zeranpin, illuminates to her with the joy of the light of Atika up above. Because of this, the offering of the first of the month is up above, so that all shall be perfumed and there would be joy in the world. Therefore, bring atonement over me in order to awaken the Zivug.
Okay, so we don't forget the intentions. The main thing is to create a vessel which is between us. It can't be one, but together. And this kli needs to be as much as possible through our efforts similar to the light, meaning that all of us together want to bestow to the Creator. To that degree, we will reveal Him in return, according to the equivalents.
Put your faith, your hope on the Lord. 410. It is written that the sacrifice of the Shabbat is over the sacrifice of eternity, that one has to aim his heart above more than other days. And therefore it is over the Olata Tamid is precisely because Al, above, means above always. It's written about Chana, and she prayed over the Creator. Over means above the Creator, above Zeranpin, because sons depend on the holy Mazal, fortune, Dikna of Arich Anpin, which is above Zeranpin. And there's nothing in the Torah or a small letter in the Torah that is not implied in the Upper Chochmah, and mountains of secrets of the Upper Chochmah hang from her, as written, and his hairs are curly. 411, it is written, put your hope in the Creator, and he shall sustain you. Al, above, is above the Creator, Zeranpin, because food depends on luck, Dikna, of Arich Anpin. And it is written, over this, every Hasid shall pray to you at a time of need, only for the poor of a river of many waters that they cannot reach. Over that, above Malchut, which is called Zot, being Tiferet, above Malchut, we learn that at a time of need is a woman, but at a time of need is, as written, demand the Creator when he is there, call upon him when he is near, meaning on the 10 days of Tshuva, repentance. At a time of need, when the rivers pour and extend, which are the lights of Binah, and the forefathers, Chagat, receive, and everyone is blessed. That every Hasid would pray for that. Only for a flux of many waters. A flux of many water is the depth of the springs and rivers, which is Atika Kadisha, from which the lights and the springs extend to Bina. That who would merit it, and who would merit coming closer and ascending there? This is where it's written, only to the flux of many waters that they would not reach, because they do not merit and cannot receive from Atika. 412. It is written, I've asked one of the Creator that I shall seek, sitting in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to witness the pleasantness of the Creator. Happy are the righteous, that how many upper treasures are hidden for them, concealed for them in that world, in Bina, that the Creator entertains in them, in those worlds, over which David has asked to witness the pleasantness of the Creator, in the illumination of Atika that extends through Bina. Only to the flow of many great waters that they would not reach. This indicates the lights of Atika that are impossible to attain. However, there are righteous who merit that as well. From here it follows that there are righteous who merit the light of Atika. As written, the eye has not witnessed a God but you, shall be done to those who wait for him. Shall be done, yaseh, implies at Atika, because life extends from mazal, from fortune or luck, dikna of Atika. As written, put your hope on the Creator and he shall sustain you. Above the Creator is mazal, luck, as it is prayer over foods, nourishment. And it is written about Chana, and she prayed over the Creator, which is also luck above the Creator, as it was prayer over sons. And all is one, that they draw from mazla, from luck, which is dikna of Atika Kadisha. Therefore, they can also receive and draw the abundance from Atika Kadisha. 413. Happy are the righteous in this world and in the next world. It is written about them, and all who take shield in you, take shelter in you, shall rejoice forever. They shall sing, and you will cover them. And those who love your name shall rejoice in you. And it is written, only the righteous shall thank your name. The honest ones shall sit before your face. And it is written, those who know your name shall trust you, since you had not left those who seek you, O Lord.
So we're moving to
the Parashat Kedoshim, portion of Kedoshim, holy.
Portion of Kedoshim. Well, Kedoshim is called the ones who bestow. The Creator is called Kadosh, the Holy One, because he is in the quality of bestow. And the commandment of you will be holy, we need to reach this too, through the reforming light, the same force of bestowal which bestows to us and influences us, even though we are in the quality of reception, it gives us a change in that we can change even our quality of reception in order to bestow. This is a very special thing. This is the turn. There's nothing in between. In the middle, if there was something neutral, you know, just raw material, let's say you have like stem cells or something that you can make from it whatever you want, reception, bestowal, all sorts of things, gvorot, chasadim, judgments, dinim, whatever you feel like, it's neutral material, the desire to receive, but here it's not neutral. It's in us in order to receive. Although in order to receive these small little things, these little forgeries that we're in. But